Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Juicy, what are you talking about on Strictly Sequence?
I'm going to talk about the Remembrance opening dance this week.
Josh, what foodie delights do you have for us today?
Today, to tighten with the healthy theme, I'll be making apricot tea bread.
Also, we'll be putting the world to rights with our Moving Up discussion. Okay, everyone, let's get started.
This is Joshi Shaw on Strictly Sequence. This week I was very impressed with the opening dance.
Oh, tell me about it, Josie.
Oh, it was a dance for Remembrance Sunday. They were men in RAF uniforms and women in tea dresses. All danced to the song Rise Up.
And what did you think of it?
Well, I think of it like Dad's Army episodes, The Big Parade.
Oh, great. Yeah, I guess that was kind of the sort of wartime era that they were going for. I can't imagine Mr. Mannering doing any of the dances, though, can you?
No.
So, Josie, who is the top couple this week?
Ashley and Pasha, and they look like they could be the champions, but maybe too early to see that coming.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, are we?
They score 39 points again. They dance the music called 10 Foot.
I've never heard of that.
Neither had I.
But it was entertaining, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Who knows? They might get 40 next week in the Towers Ballroom in Blackpool.
Oh, I know. Next week's episode is from Blackpool, so that's a very exciting new phase to the competition, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who were the couple who weren't so lucky and were in the dance-off this week?
There was Graham and Oti who did the dance called Salsa, and Danny and Amy who did the dance called Zamba.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did you think of the salsa?
It was like gym clothes.
Oh, yeah, it was like they were in the gym, wasn't it? And they were doing a keep fit routine, wearing their leg warmers. Mm-hmm. I thought that was quite fun. What about the samba?
More like, dramatic.
More dramatic, yes. Quite rhythmic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And who were the unlucky couple who aren't going to Blackpool then? Who left this week?
Danny and Amy.
Oh, shame.
No. He would have been good at Blackpool, Danny.
I know, I thought he was a really good dancer, actually. I enjoyed that performance. But hey, we're not the judges, are we?
No.
No.
Well, this is Josie Shaw. Join me next week for more Strictly Sequence.
So, today we are talking about GTA 5, but online. So what do you think about it, Harry?
Well, GTA 5 Online was the main selling point to me when I originally bought the game back on 360. I thought it was incredible because obviously you could customise your own vehicles, which online we have never seen in a GTA game before this. And I think it was an incredible step to what now has become a big hitter in the video games department.
Exactly, so like the way I like GTA Online, they've got the heists, but then lately they've been putting other things in, like all the new DLC maps, DLCs, a load of different other thingy-bobs. Like, it annoys me because it's the same stuff, they keep redoing it and then updating it. I like the old stuff.
Yeah, it's like when the heist came out, it was huge. We'd never seen heists before, it was exciting, you could earn big money very quickly. And then they came out with things like the bomb shelters and stuff like that, which again you've done heists in, which is not really new content, that's just like a new mission for the same content.
You see, like you had the bike, you got to buy yourself a clubhouse, the bunker, the airplane base, and so much more. But it's annoying. Then it's not annoying because I like doing the biker side of it, the biker story.
Yeah.
Because some of their missions are decent. But then it gets a bit boring now.
Yeah, what they're struggling to do is come out with new original content. Because when the heist came out, everyone wanted to play that straight away because it was massive. But ever since, for a while, it's been like the same same stuff coming out, just they're running new cars, which is cool. Like, we like new cars, but we also want to see, like, new ideas for missions and stuff like that.
Exactly, like, their latest DLC thing is the DJ place, but I don't like that, or the nightclub in other people's terms. But I don't like that. That just reminds me of just going downtown with your friends, but it's a bit boring. I want to do something actually different.
Yeah, and it's not very fun. It's like, alright, you got a nightclub and that's all new, but underneath the same thing, you're still doing heists, you're still setting all that loot, you know, all that stuff up underneath. So is it really any different from the actual heist out?
Well, we will never know. But then you got the bunkers. The bunkers are actually alright. But then you can actually get the armoured vehicle. Then you can buy flipping an airbase and then do it that way. Like.
But we have got to say, GTA 5, as an overall, is a brilliant platform to play. You know, you got a lot of different cars, which when the game first started, which you didn't have, which they've added a lot more. They've added a lot of content.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I really appreciate. Like, when
they've
we said
the weapons and everything, that's what I was so happy about.
When we were saying about last week about the storyline not being long enough, they sort of made it up in online because there's so much you can do. If you're starting from the bottom, there is loads you can do.
Exactly.
I think that's definitely something they've improved on this with GTA 5 Online. Now, this has been me and Chaz this week. I hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next week.
I'm Josh, and today I'm making apricot tea bread. You need 100 grams of dried apricots, 100 grams of sultanas, 150 grams of caster sugar, 300 ml hot strong tea, 275 grams of self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon of bicarbonate soda, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 1 egg beaten. Put the dried fruits and sugar in a mixing bowl, add the hot tea and mix together, leave to soak for 4 hours or overnight. Mix the flour, bicarbonate of soda and cinnamon together, add the soaked fruit with the beaten egg and mix together well. Spoon into a greased 1 kg loaf tin, its base and 2 long sides also lined with old greaseproof paper. Spread the surface level, then bake in the centre of a preheat oven to 160 degrees C. For about 1 hour until well risen, the top has cracked and a skewer into the centre has come out clean. Leave to cool in the tin for 10 minutes, then loosen the edges and lift out the tin using the lining paper. Transfer to a wire rack, peel off the lining and leave to cool completely. Cut into slices and spread with a little butter to serve.
Does the tea come through with that?
Hello and welcome back to the Moving Up discussion. This week we'll be talking about exercise and keeping fit. Jack, what have you got for us this week?
I like to walk because it keeps me fit and I can go at any time. I like to be outside and walk in the countryside. How about you, Charles?
Well, I'm still tired today because I've only had 8 hours sleep. So technically teenagers need 8 hours of sleep a day, but older people need less. But it's good for your mental health and your physical health because it repairs itself when you do exercise. And what about you, Joseph?
Well, I used to go horse riding, but I grew out of it. It's very good exercises. It can be good for your mental health as well as your physical health. Sherry, what is your favourite sport?
Well, I have a few favourite sports, but badminton mainly and swimming, and I enjoy a good walk. What about you, Claire?
I love a good walk too. I love getting some fresh air and I also like doing exercise classes.
Harry, what about you?
For me, as everyone knows, it would be football, but that's not what I'm going to talk about this week. I'm going to talk about Apple Watches and Fitbits, and now these can be used to help you get the necessary exercise you need each day. Now, you might be thinking that it's just for them people who are physically able. You can use it as well if you're in a wheelchair. You know, you can still use it to keep fit and make sure you get that daily exercise that you need. Josh, what have you got for us this week?
I see yoga and wheelchair basketball.
Wheelchair basketball, I would generally try that if I could afford to do the less the classes and that. But no, I can't afford it. It sounds really fun.
You've been listening to this week's discussion. Tune in next week for more.
Well, Well, we really enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. This is a moving up show, part of the 4PH project on Vectis Radio and Irvine College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.